Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
News from the Labor Department today that another 3 million Americans filed for unemployment last week, bringing the total number of jobless claims to more than 36 million since the pandemic started. And this morning, top government vaccine expert and whistleblower Dr. Rick Bright warned a congressional committee that the U.S. faces a grim future if the Trump administration doesn't ramp up its response to COVID-19.
Our window of opportunity is closing. If we fail to improve our response now, based on science, I fear the pandemic will get worse and be prolonged. There will be likely a resurgence of COVID-19 this fall. It'll be greatly compounded by the challenges of seasonal influenza. Without better planning, 2020 could be the darkest winter in modern history.
Joining us to talk about this is Susan Davis, NPR congressional correspondent. And Sue, remind us of who Rick Bright is and what he's blowing the whistle on.
Dr. Bright ran an organization in the government called the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, known as BARDA. And he was essentially the nation's top vaccine expert. And he alleges that he was removed from that job because he was unwilling to go along with insistence from the White House and from the president directly touting the use of an anti-malaria drug to treat COVID-19. And he said it was not based on science and he wouldn't do it, and alleges he was removed from his job for that. In a complaint that he filed, he also says he raised all kinds of alarms inside the government about the government's readiness, that he says early warning signs were ignored. And he says without a national strategy going forward, that the pandemic will not be contained and in fact could get much worse.
Here's Subcommittee Chairwoman Anna Eshoo, a Democrat, questioning Bright.
When you look at the first 4 months of this year, would you describe the government's and the administration's response as a success or a failure?
I believe we could have done better. I believe there are critical steps that we did not take in time.
And Bright says lives were lost because of this response. What did we learn from Bright today?
Well, much of what he has alleged is already out in the public domain, and this is really a chance for Congress to question him and the allegations he makes. And one of the things that he points to, not just about the use of the drug that he has gotten a lot of attention, but also the mass supply. He says that one of the early warning signs is that he was getting information from American mask makers, the N95 masks that are used for frontline workers, especially in the healthcare industry, saying that the American supply was short, that they didn't have what they needed. And he says that he raised alarms about that, that he tried to get messages to the White House directly saying that we were unprepared and it was an early warning sign, and that when those warnings went unheeded, he said he knew that that was when things were going to get really bad. I would say that Republicans, however, have pushed back on some of his allegations and also noted that the president didn't necessarily mandate use of the drugs, that doctors often use off-prescription drugs to treat conditions when no other options are out there, sort of defending that the president was sort of looking for all options to try to help the country, that it wasn't some kind of nefarious act, and also suggesting that Dr. Bright may have been a disgruntled or angry employee, that people didn't agree with his assessment, that it was just one man's assessment.
Okay, so parsing out some of what Republicans said today, two ranking Republicans said Bright's accusations are serious and deserve to be investigated. We also heard from Texas Republican Michael Burgess, who's also a doctor. He was pressing Bright on anecdotes he's hearing from other doctors about this drug, hydroxychloroquine, which President Trump has touted as being an effective treatment. Here's Bright's response.
I've heard those anecdotal stories as well. And they were not conducted in the context of a randomized controlled clinical study. It's very difficult to understand data from those types of observational studies or anecdotal stories. So the drug might have some benefit in some populations, but we won't know that until we have that information from a truly randomized controlled clinical study.
Yeah, go ahead.
His point was more that the science didn't back up the use of the drug. And I think the counterpoint to that is that, you don't always necessarily need random clinical trials to get a drug out there if there is anecdotal evidence that it could help patients with no other alternatives. In that, essentially, that there was nothing nefarious with what the White House was urging. But Bright's point is it just didn't have the science to back it up.
That's Sue Davis. She's NPR's congressional correspondent. Thank you so much, Sue.
You're welcome.